Hey, it's Jen Hatmaker. Here's what I've learned in midlife. Joy isn't the reward you earn after all the work is done. Joy is the work. That's what this new series on For the Love is all about. The sacred, yes. It's choosing delight, rest, and pleasure on purpose. Because saying yes to yourself, that's the thing that finally lets you fill your table with everybody else. Come find your sacred yes with me. Follow and listen to For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.
New episode of Klein Alley Show is about to begin, but before that can happen, Alley, let's tell the people what they need to know.
You mean about San Bernardino International Airport?
Of course, I'm talking about the San Bernardino International Airport. Easy, close, and not LAX.
And parking is always just $5 a day, which means it is El Cheapo approved.
Fly nonstop to Provo, Utah for all the skiing, snowboarding, or wives you can handle.
And of course, you can fly into my hometown of San Francisco. San Bernardino International Airport, when airports smell great.
Ta-da-da. They rock, Klein Alley Show. Strange event on Friday to get you ready for all World Cup festivities. We were invited to go down to a parking lot of 7-Eleven and drink some Buzz Balls, which was weird in theory, and it was even weirder in reality, especially when we invited Secondhand Cindy, because she's the only person we know that is
consistently a Buzz Ball drinker.
Buzz Ball enthusiast from the very beginning.
Her favorite flavor is times two.
Times two is her favorite, just twice the alcohol. And she showed up, and she was ready to party, and she came by, and it was nice to meet listeners that we'd never gotten a chance to meet before. And it was a very interesting crossroads of the world, because you had people that were there for us, and you had just random people that were just going into a 7-Eleven buy their Friday afternoon drinkies.
Yes, they also had an inflatable soccer game that you could do where you kicked a soccer ball into a hole to win a Buzz Ball, and Klein proceeded to kick the soccer ball into oncoming traffic.
Well, that was, I was trying
to... You don't know your own strength, dude, with all that protein.
I didn't realize.
You are a gorilla.
Thank you.
But he couldn't run to catch the soccer ball.
No, I couldn't do cardio, so I just had to watch it roll in the street, and someone else ran after it.
Yes.
But I would say of all of the many things that happened there that are worthy of... hearing about now. I mean, at some point, Jake drove home a completely passed out Secondhand Cindy from the event.
She didn't start passed out.
Well, she was having a great time. She was living her best life.
She was, listen, I mean, she was happy. This was, we were thinking about that when you go, like, sadly, when you got to put a dog out to, you want to give a dog one final great day. We give it like, everything it's ever wanted. This was like her greatest day ever, I think.
Well, at one point, I saw her with two Buzz Balls in one hand.
Yeah.
And her cigarettes and a pile of chicken wings in another hand.
So what's interesting is at some point, I don't know who brought her the wings, but she was trying to balance this one of those little carton of wings from 7-Eleven. And a lot of people wanted to take pictures with Secondhand Cindy. And she got progressively drunker as the event went on, because I did see her throw down quite a few Buzz Balls. And she was probably showed up drunk anyway.
And she got drunk enough that she forgot her phone. We actually had to turn around and come back and pick it up.
Oh, no.
So at some point, Secondhand Cindy was taking a picture, and someone said, "Hey, Cindy, you're stepping on those wings." And we looked down, and apparently she put her wings down on the ground so that she would not...
on the floor of a 7-Eleven parking lot.
And she was, and then she proceeded to step. Her foot was directly on top of the wings, foot on wings. And someone said, "Secondhand Cindy, you're stepping on your wings." To which she decided to bend down, pick up the wings, pick them up, and eat a bite, and go, "Thanks for telling me." It was an amazing...
Oh, am I?
are those my wings?
Secondhand Cindy.
Yes.
We're here at the Buzz Ball event at 7-Eleven.
And I'm enjoying my time.
She sure was.
She was.
She loved it.
How buzzed are you?
I am pretty buzzed.
And how do you think the event went?
I think it went pretty good. I mean, I tried to meet all the people that I haven't met before. This guy with the shirt off. He's got to go.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, yeah, you don't take your shirt off unless you got something good to look at.
Gotcha.
I take my shirt off, and then you got my boobs to look at.
Now, she was wearing some sort of a real flowy dress, and every time there was a breeze, which there was a lot of because it was traffic whipping in both directions from either side, her entire dress was blowing up.
It was like a Marilyn Monroe situation.
Constantly.
It was beautiful. Then she also had to go pick up her wings from the ground a lot.
Right.
So whenever she bent down, you could also see a lot of what was going on under there.
I think she flashed
everyone.
Every single person at that intersection.
Yeah, but there was eventually a guy that was belligerent without a shirt on. Not a listener, just a random 7-Eleven drunk guy.
I think he's a listener now.
He was causing a lot of problems.
So the event at some point ended, and we were chugging buzz balls with people, and there was a lot of buzz balls to be had.
Klein had a couple of buzz balls.
Quite a few. I didn't know they had an Arnold Palmer version of buzz ball, but I do now.
And I think someone, you started with iced tea flavor?
Yeah, it was the iced tea lemonade buzz ball, and then someone else brought me a fruit punch one, and everyone wanted to chug them. And those things do go down real easy, and they do hit you pretty quick. But what's interesting is that as the event started to wind down, I guess, Jake, how did this come about that you were going to give her a ride home, Jake?
Because I heard her mention that she was trying to get back to the Valley. And I'm like, well, that's where I live. And so if I could just drop her off on the way, I thought it'd be the least I could do since she came all the way out there to hang out with us.
That was very nice of you.
And how long into your car ride did she completely pass out?
Oh, she made it about 3 songs.
Were you playing your music?
Oh, yeah, I was playing my music.
Oh, no.
So her choice was...
She was probably like, I could stay awake for this or I could pretend to pass out.
She probably tried to jump out.
Oh, no, she wasn't pretending.
She probably tried to jump out of the... out of the freeway. She couldn't figure out how to get out of Jake's car.
Oh, man. So did she pass out the entire ride?
No, but for a good, like, 30, 35 minutes, she was gone.
And when she came to, what was that conversation like?
It was almost like nothing had happened.
Yeah, she's like...
Just picked up where she left off?
Pretty much, exactly.
So that was fun.
We're in a different part of a neighborhood now? Yes, it was like time travel.
Yeah, she's something else. But yeah. Man, nothing but good vibe from secondhand Cindy.
She even came with, like, buzzball facts.
Well, this is the part I think Omar will enjoy the most, is that our big plan was that, in addition to her, we had two plans. One is she was going to sign people's buzzballs, which we found out is impossible because...
They were all cold.
They're cold and wet on the outside, so you cannot possibly sign the buzzballs. So
but she did sign some buzzball koozies.
Yeah, that was a fail. And then the second part is she was going to read from the back of the buzzball. But the only thing on the back of a buzzball is a Surgeon General's warning about you shouldn't consume while pregnant.
And it was also in tiny print, and she was drunk. So she got like 10 or 15 seconds into it, and then she said, drink up, lady.
Yeah, she had everyone gather around while she read the Surgeon General's warning about not drinking while pregnant because it can cause... fetal, whatever,
alcohol syndrome.
And then she goes, all right, everyone, drink up. And then she threw them down. So once again, one of the weirder things that we've ever been a part of.
But why not?
And if the World Cup comes every 4 years? Then I think we need
You'll find us drinking in a parking lot at least once
every 4 years. We got to take a break. We're back in a moment with your news. And then we get you this trip to go see Sublime in Virginia Beach. That's coming up on K-Rock.
Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.